So welcome back, everyone. We are now starting agenda item 5 on two character country and territory codes at the second level, scheduled at 1700 on Saturday, 10 March, for 45 minutes. And again, please remember when you are called upon that you state your name and affiliation for transcript purposes. So the two character code has been on our agenda for quite some time. We have now many new GAC representatives, so we thought that we have a brief description of everything, like a one-stop shop, to make sure we are all on the same page and then we can agree on a way forward. So, yeah, Fabien has done an excellent job in compiling everything in one brief. I hope you had the chance to read this brief. And Fabien, can you please take us through it?
Sure. Thank you, Manel. My name is Fabien Betremieux. I'm from the ICANN organization, GAC support team. So, indeed, I would like to introduce this session by taking you to page 7 of the briefing. I don't have control over scrolling. Gulten, do you mind? Yeah, thank you very much. So this is page 7 of the briefing for this session. The reason why I want to start here as an introduction is to make sure that the scope of the discussion is clear to everyone, as the concerns that governments may have around country and territory names and codes are actually divided in several areas in terms of ICANN policies, procedures, and contracts. Because different policies, procedures apply to different categories of those names and codes. So there are three types of identifiers that we distinguish: two character country codes, three characters country codes, and country and territory names. And we distinguish in terms of policies, procedures, contract between the top level and the second level of the DNS. So the scope of this session is really about two character country codes at the second level. So this is the top right cell in the table. And as you can see, the status of this matter is that since December 2016, and following an ICANN board resolution of 8 November 2016, implemented by the ICANN organization on 13 December, now those country codes are allowed for release in new GTLDs and some GTLDs that have adopted the new registry agreement, to the extent that measures to avoid confusion with country codes are implemented. Since this decision, which concludes a long-running process of many years in which the GAC and governments were involved, there has been concerns expressed by some governments and reflected by the GAC in several of its communiques, and most recently in the ICANN 60 communique that followed up on earlier advice. So all those are detailed in your briefing as well, in particular in section 5 of your briefing. So today, several colleagues of the ICANN organization have joined the GAC to introduce some services that ICANN is making available to governments that have concerns with the use of their country codes in GTLDs, and also to answer any questions that GAC members may have on this matter. With that, I will close my introduction and give the floor to Laurent, maybe for maybe an introduction of yourself and Akram, and then I'll let you take it away. Thank you.
Thank you, Laurent Ferrari from Government Engagement Team. I will give you a brief overview of the two types of services ICANN.org will provide to GAC members in order to address any concern they could have related to the confusion with the two-letter country code at the second level. So you have all of this information in the brief mentioned by Fabien. So ICANN.org will provide two types of services for GAC members. The first services ICANN.org will provide to GAC members is monitoring services. The idea is to provide GAC members relevant information related to the registration of their two-letter codes at the second level. I will be the focal point, the contact point for the for any request from GAC members. We are planning to provide to you this relevant information after each ICANN GAC meetings, so three times per year. The idea is to help you during the GAC meeting if you have any question related to the lists, to the information sent to you. And the second type of services we are planning to provide to you is services related to, if you have any case of confusion, if you have any concern with a confusion with your two-letter code, ICANN will be able to provide you some support. The first thing to do is to report and to try to find a solution with the registry operator. And in the second time, if you still have an issue, you will be able to log a complaint with our colleague from ICANN Compliance. So yes, this is the two type of services we will provide to GAC members on this two character code issue. Thank you.
Hello, this is Akram Atala. I'll try to speak with the French accent that my two colleagues spoke in earlier. Thank you very much for allowing us the opportunity to address this issue. As everybody mentioned earlier, this has been going on for a while. What we've done in the past for selective GAC reps that requested from us is to provide them a list with the registrations that are where the two-character code has been registered in new GTLDs, legacy TLDs, as well as CCTLDs. This was a process that was ad hoc. I was actually doing spreadsheets and stuff and to get them the list of registrations. We will continue to do that in an ad hoc manner for you as you need it, and we will assess the demand, and if it becomes a more of a on a regular basis that there are a lot of requests for that, we will try to do some automation so that we can do it more readily and on a regular basis. So that's the plan right now, and as we mentioned also for a while, these are all contractual obligations, so the registries have to mitigate confusability, and if somebody is actually using the two-character second-level registration to make it confusing with the CC, then that's a measure that you can actually file a complaint for, and the compliance team will have to address it. So that's the second column that's on the right there. So both will provide the monitoring for you to see where this is happening, and then if there is something that is causing confusability, you can actually address it through the compliance team. Okay? Thanks.
So thank you very much. Just for the transcript issue, because you were not identified properly in the transcript, the past speaker was Akram Atalla. So, and thank you, Akram. Thank you, Fabien. Thank you, Laurent, for the brief. And I think we can now open the floor for any comments or questions from GEC colleagues? Yes, Brazil, please.
Thank you, Manal, and thank you for the presentations. Actually, as it was said and explained, this issue has been going on for some time and involving the GAC and other parts of the community. However, something that was not said is that the decision that was taken by the board back in 2016 implied a major change in the prevailing modus operandi so far in a way that was not adequately communicated nor endorsed or absorbed by the GAC. It created a fait accompli, the results of which we are unfolding every day. The GAC at some point expressed by consensus, the consensus of the full GAC, a concern about the procedural aspects that, in the view of the GAC, were in not aligned with the transparency and communication that should prevail. In regard to the substance of what was done, of course, that there was no consensus with the GAC. Some members expressed their concerns. That concern was not shared by others. But the procedural aspects was a matter of concern. I'm sorry to say I have not seen anything from that time that adequately responded to either the concerns about the procedural aspects or the concern on the substance. At the time, the mitigation measures that were proposed were considered insufficient. It was discussed by us with you, and you have heard on the part of many of us concerned about the frailty of those measures that were being proposed. And I see now that other measures are being proposed. With due respect, I do not think they address the basic change that was made in a way that was found as inappropriate by many of us. That raised concerns, but that created a fait accompli. So, thank you for the presentation, but to the extent and to the, my delegation at least is concerned, we are not satisfied with the way things have unfolded. I think the issue remains. We think that a major change was made in affecting the way we were operating, and that was changed unilaterally by the board. It affected, we think, the balance between what should be the country codes and generic names. And again, we think it was done in a way that is illegitimate. I'm sorry to say that. Thank you.
Thank you, Brazil. I have Portugal next.
Muito obrigada.
Thank you. I'm going to speak in Portuguese. This issue of using the two characters as a second level, as our Brazilian colleague said, this was imposed to countries that agreed, and from our point of view, it was a matter of rules. Society must have rules. Otherwise, society will not work properly. Therefore, we believe this was an abuse. Two or three characters should not be used. This would be considered as abuse. This will not is compliant with the ISO rules. What I would like to ask this moment, taking into account that any issue that comes up, it will be always very complicated to solve because the rules that we have here now, why are the rules not adequate? It takes years or months to be solved. I would like to know what was the advantage of having two characters as a second-level domain. What is the use of it? How useful was that?
Morris, next.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and good afternoon, everyone. And thank you, ICANN, for the briefing and the services. As I know, the ICANN board made the resolution in December 2016. It had been more than 1 year, and the GEC have expressed our concern and the concern and advice to the ICANN board for more than 1 year. It seems there is still no substantial reaction from the board yet. According to the new principle, the two digit country code in the second level is authorized to release by the registry, and the registry is voluntarily to have a pre-registration period to the corresponding government. But it's just voluntary, not compulsory. Therefore, there may be a lot of two-digit country code on the second level are already released, but the corresponding government don't know anything about it. Therefore, I would like to suggest I can regularly and actively provide the information to GEC, at least the corresponding government, that the two digit country code on the second level release the status to the corresponding government, so the corresponding government can know what to do next. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Morris. I have Argentina next, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you for Akram and colleagues for the presentation. I would like to support, I think that Ambassador Benedicto couldn't have said better. He explained the concerns of not only Brazil, but other countries. We have expressed the same concerns. There was a procedure established in between GAC and ICANN, and it was it disappeared by the end of 2016. And we also expressed the chance of having a dialogue space to interact within ICANN and the GAC members who had concerns about that. And as far as I can remember, there was a positive response from ICANN about having this space for discussing this, but it never occurred. So we think this is quite disappointing. So if that could be considered in the future, if we can talk about the concerns of several countries about this important issue, that could be very good, as it was promised before. Thank you.
Thank you, Argentina. China?
Thank you, Chair. First, I'd like to thank Akram and Lauren for your coming here. With regard to the two-character country code, like at the second level, I think the key is to appropriately handle the concerns from the relevant GEC members. Although we do appreciate service available to address some of the concerns of the GEC members, but still, as you can see that some of the GEC members still think the mitigation measures for us are insufficient. The GEC members of this committee, do have the same concern. So I would like to echo the viewpoint of previous speakers. Thank you.
Thank you, China. I have France next.
Well, thank you, Manal, and thank you very much, Fabien and Laurent, for this update. I think it was really most welcome, and I'm not saying that because it was made by two fellow French people, but also because we've been discussing this issue for quite some time, for numerous GAC meetings, and I think it's a good initiative because it brings clarity to the GAC, and it also provides two new services that are offered by ICANN.org for GAC members that might have concerns with the use of their two-letter country codes at the second level. Maybe it would be useful, or maybe you can confirm that, if there was an official page on the ICANN website on which we can see a list of the countries that use these services, and if you can provide a link for those countries who might want to use the services in the future, because I think it would be also good to have that, and not only to have an email contact, but to have an official page to which we could refer in the future. So that being said, while I'm really happy with this initiative, I would also agree with what was said by Brazil, Argentina, China, and other. While I think it's a good initiative, that does not change the fact that the process that was followed by ICANN organization some time ago now was really a flawed process that revealed the lack of communication between ICANN and the GAC. And of course, there was a lot of disappointment for those countries who expected to use the other notification mechanism. But that's in the past. And again, I'm really grateful for ICANN.org for this initiative, and I think we're now on a good track that would favor more communication between ICANN.org and the GAC, so that's positive. Thank you.
Thank you, Franz. Any further requests? Yeah, Belgium, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I will speak in French. As in previous interventions, we are very sorry for this precedent that has been set. And the new procedure that has been implemented is something that we have discussed for a long time. ICANN has committed to comply with this procedure, so I think you should not say that this is a new service. We may say that this is setting aside a procedure that has been accepted by ICANN. And here we are setting a precedent that, as a matter of fact, sets aside a trust that we have had in this process before.
The floor. Yes, please. Can you identify yourself as well? Sorry.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Vincent from Rwanda. So I thank those who have made some contribution on this topic, Brazil and Argentina, and I support them for their contributions. So we've been talking about this issue for a long time, and I think it's time to come up with a procedure, a mechanism to come up with a resolution on this issue. Because we are always saying it's a matter of miscommunication between GAC and ICANN. But I don't think that's the main issue. The issue is about procedures, as it has been said by Brazil and Argentina. So I think ICANN and GAC should sit together and see how we can just solve this procedural issue instead of always saying that it's a communication issue. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Rwanda. Any further requests for the floor? Yes, please. I have UK and then Singapore.
Thank you. It's Paul Blaker from the United Kingdom. I'm conscious that I'm a new member of the GAC, and so I don't have so much experience on how this issue has developed over the last few years. But I did just want to thank Laurent and thank ICANN for the information, and in particular, thank you for the information about the measures to avoid confusion. I wanted to ask perhaps if Laurent or another member of the ICANN staff could say a little bit more about how many complaints have actually been made so far. Have these measures to avoid confusion been employed yet? And were the issues resolved satisfactorily? So maybe just it would be helpful to have some more information about how these arrangements are actually working out. Thank you.
Thank you, UK.
Can I answer?
We have Singapore, and then you can answer. Okay. So Singapore next.
Serping from Singapore for the record. First of all, I'd like to thank our CRAMS team for providing us the latest information about the monitoring services. Singapore like to echo other countries also, previous speaker who talked about making this a regular feature. I understand from your briefing just now it's an ad hoc using Excel spreadsheet, but I think that is not sustainable. Because as more GTLD will be released, and that is a common question, even when I do my own briefing back to my own government agencies. I think it's doable because I did have my CCTLD's technical team try to do a script, and they have produced something, but it's just that I have no authority source to authenticate whether this is the correct list. On the second issue about the procedure, when ICANN board came to the decision, I do echo, Singapore do echo Brazil and other speakers about the process, how that December 16 decision came about. I guess this is something that we need to further improve on the transparency, because there will be other decisions, and we shouldn't have the same incident repeating again. Thank you.
Thank you, Singapore. So, yeah, I think it's obvious that there was a disconnect in the process, and that, the direction was a bit disappointing, and GAC members had concerns, but we can learn from the process and try, like France said, to find the corrective measures or a way forward. So with this, I hand back to you to address a few of the questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Akram Atala for the record. I'm going to answer the easy question first. We received zero complaints for confusability as of today. I will refer you to our compliance team, who will actually keep the record and can answer these questions, and maybe even provide you with an update on any complaints that we see. On the question of improving the reporting to the GAC members, as I mentioned, we are doing it now manually, if you want, and if there is a demand for that, we will actually try and figure out how to automate it, and maybe even, as France suggested, we could probably even put a website permanently with the updates so that people can sign up, but it will take us some time to figure it all out and get it done, but we're committed to making it as easy for you to see what's going on with your with the two character codes, so you have visibility to that. Regarding the implementation or the breakdown in the procedure, I thank Brazil for bringing this up. We are committed to improving the process with the GAC so that there are no surprises. And I apologize for not having engaged with the GAC in an earlier time to figure out what is this process and how we can make our communication much more reciprocal, so that you receive things in time and you get you get the time to give us feedback on it as we're implementing any kind of implementation that we take. So, but I commit to actually talk with maybe my colleague Tarek and figure out how to get together with the GAC to formulate a process that works for you on communication so that there are no surprises in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Akram. Any questions or further requests for the floor? Yes, Portugal, please.
Well, I'm going to think that the translation was not very good. I asked what was the added value that ICANN found until now from the use of the country code as second level domain. Thank you.
Thank you for the question. ICANN does not receive any value out of complying with its contract. The issue was not that ICANN wanted to release those codes. The release of the code of the codes was contemplated in the contract with all of the new registries. So we had two ways for the registries to release the contract. One with the, was with the procedure where the GAC country would approve the process. The second one was if they sign up to do the confusing mitigation. And after their insistence on releasing the two codes, we thought that it's better that we work with them on a process for mitigation that is uniform across all of them, all of the new GTLDs, than to let each new GTLD do their own mitigation. And so that's how the second way to release it, the two character codes, came about. Again, I apologize if that was not very clear to the GAC or that the process wasn't very clear, but this was in the contract that was approved by the board back in 2012, I think, or 2011. Thank you.
Thank you, Portugal. Brazil, please, go ahead.
Thank you. I think many things have already been said on that, so I should not repeat what has been said in previous rounds. But one thing I'd like to comment and bring to the attention of colleagues and to the ICANN board as well is that even if there is, as you have said, maybe no complaints at that point in time, that does not indicate there is no issue about that. Basically because now the burden is on the countries themselves to identify any problem that may be occurring. I should just mention, for example, that we met with you, Mr. Akram, a few months ago. I'm not sure on the margins of which meeting. And you showed us a list of GTLDs that had already applied to use of the .br at the second level. We are not even aware of that. So how could we even complain about something we are not aware? So you see, the burden is now on the government to screen what may be a very substantial number of new TLDs that are using, and to assess in each and every case where there's... So it's something that is really concerning how that could be done. So if this has led to a situation in which there are no complaints, that does not seem the problem is not there. And again, I think the way, as you have said, there were two ways to allow for that. We had one agreed in consensus way. We have been addressing this. The change to another way of doing things was done. Again, sorry to say, in a way that was not transparent and not communicated enough. So I think it's only natural the kind of reaction you are having for us. It's not the first time this is taking place, because that erodes the trust and the ambience of mutual cooperation we should be engaged. I'm not sure at this point. I think in the light of the response you have been giving us,
You seem to indicate there is nothing else that should be done at this point. The contracts are already there, as you have said. They have been signed. There is no way of going back. Of course, maybe responding to Portugal, I think that was not... But I think one of the things that have changed is that maybe the that has added value to the new DTLDs and made them more attractive, maybe. It's maybe a very concrete outcome and added value from the perspective of those who are have been delegated new DTLDs. It's yet another attractiveness that is added to this. I don't know. So, but anyway, it changes the way we have been doing things, and we think that erodes again the trust. Thank you.
Thank you, Brazil. Any further requests for the floor? Sorry. Yes, Franz, please.
Yeah. Thank you, Manel. Well, I think after having heard many countries on the issue, I think we should try to look forward and achieve some positive results for both GAC and the ICANN organization. I note that ACRAM agreed with the idea of having a permanent web page available on that issue for interested GAC members. So maybe we could put something about that in our GAC advice to the board and maybe ask for an update about this for next ICANN meeting in Panama. I think this web page could also propose these two services that were mentioned by ICANN.org for interested GAC members. It could also, as was suggested by the UK, provide some information about the mitigation measures, the number of complaints that were received, and the effectiveness of the mitigation measures, if it was used at all. So I think it would be a good, you know, low-hanging fruit, kind of, and a concrete step forward. So, yeah, thanks.
Thank you, Franz. So, yeah, Morocco, please, and then Argentina. Morocco, please, go ahead.
Merci, Madame la Présidente.
Morocco speaking. Thank you very much, Madame Chair. I agree and support what has been said regarding the issue when there's no agreement with this country, this two-digit codes with second levels. For the name of my country, .ma, there has been an issue, and I think that this should be related with the two-character domain names. We have to abide by the process so as to protect this name at second level. What is the resolution of ICANN in these cases?
Thank you, Morocco. Argentina, please go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I still think that the communication, although very go back and forth, I think we somehow, I have the feeling that we are not listening to the one another, or at least I am not understanding. You know, my English may be limited. What does it mean, the second bullet in the green sign, in case of a concerned government believes that such report was not addressed appropriately, the next step would be to lodge a complaint with ICANN's contractual compliance function. Could you give us an example? What does a government should do? How that would be executed or done? And what happens with those governments who are not so much active or present within this ICANN environment?
So, Netherlands next, please.
Yes, thank you. Coming back to, I think, Benedito said this, that we are unaware of the problems because they are not being sent to us, or we're not aware of it. I think maybe we could see this also in a positive way. I would say if nobody is making a problem about my country code on second level, which I have not noted problem, then maybe there is no problem. And maybe this comes down to what I would call a kind of misperception, which is that the country code on the second level implies a kind of right from governments of ownership or control of these codes, which I one of the members of the GAC, together with others, which have been silent, because obviously the ones who are concerned have to spell their voice in this. But basically, I think from the Netherlands point of view, the country code on the top level is very important. It's a unique code, can only be issued once, and it's for the whole internet on the top level. This is very obvious. On the second level, it's not obvious. In the second level, domains, for example, NL, can be used in many countries and many brand names, many others, and it doesn't really come down to the country of the Netherlands. It's just two digits, NL, which also NO or PE or IT could mean many, many, many things. So I think we should look a little bit on a different side to this problem, and not as a GAC trying to, let's say, perceive a kind of ownership of these codes on the second level. Thank you.
Thank you, Netherlands. So, any further requests for the floor? So, we are approaching the end of the session, so maybe let me try to summarize what I have heard. So, we heard that many governments are deeply concerned. A few sees some positive aspects, but I mean, I heard so many concerns. I think there is agreement that there was a disconnection in the process. We're trying now to find corrective measures jointly to have a constructive way forward. We have two aspects to this, one regarding the content or the substance itself, and one that has to do with the process. So regarding the content, as Franz suggested, it's good to have a one-stop shop landing page for this for GAC members to follow, and again to benefit from the monitoring and the other services that are being provided. And for the process, I mean, there are lessons to be learned from this process, and I believe we agreed that we can work jointly on this just to avoid the repetition of this experience. So I'm just trying to summarize here, and I'm happy to ask for reactions before we close, because we are approaching the end of the session. So is this a fair summary of the discussion? Argentina, please go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. Portugal made a question, and I also made a question. I would like to know if you answer that.
Yeah, Akram, please.
Thank you for the question. Regarding the second bullet in this, basically any country that sees that some TLD has been using their code in a confusing manner, where the restaurant is using the two-letter country code in a confusing manner to portray the government or any kind of confusability, they can actually approach the first bullet is to approach the TLD itself and say, this is an issue, and see what the TLD does. If you don't get a response from the TLD, or they don't investigate the matter, and they don't give you a rationale that is justifying the matter, then you can go to compliance and file a ticket with the compliance team. Now, the compliance follows a process that is, I will let the compliance team elaborate on that, but it's a normal where they actually ask the registry why they haven't replied or what is the issue, and then they have some time to reply and provide mitigation measures to the confusability. So they either have to, if there is a confusability that is harmful, then they have to even shut down the second level domain, or if they can fix whatever is causing the confusability, that could be one of the measures that the registry could come back with as a proposal, but I'll leave it to the compliance to figure out the steps that they will take in a case like that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Akram, and thank you, Argentina. Any further comments or requests for the floor? If not, then let me again thank you, Akram, Laurent, and Fabien, and thank all GAC colleagues who shared their views and concerns. And this concludes. So this concludes the two character country and territory codes at the second level. So the session is now adjourned. We'll be continuing with the following session as soon as the IT people gives us the go signal. So thank you.